I call them portraits without faces, perhaps, and then the still lifes repeating with coffee cups and bougainvillea pears and some of the interiors that are also close up and cropped. But none of them have been shown before, but about half of them are from my show last summer in El Paso, having been returned, and then the rest are new work. So it's there's not kind of a general theme because it's over a longer span of time. There's mm-hmm. a little more diversity here.
The last couple years.
And no landscapes.
And no landscapes. Okay. So how many no landscapes do you have? How many pieces?
I think we discovered we have 32, and two of those are not for sale. One of the pieces, kind of the large piece here, is going to the National Oil and Acrylic Painters Society signature member show, and it will come back though in probably July, and it could be here. But it kind of is the anchor for the other pieces, so that's mm-hmm. why Beth wanted to show it too.
Okay, yeah, we're looking at it now. Can you describe it for listeners?
Okay, well, this is the one of the faceless portraits. It's close-up cropped painting, and it's from maybe the 1920s or 30s, and my maternal great-grandmother or grandmother looks like probably in a wedding dress, and she's just putting her hand on her husband's shoulders, and they're sitting, and it's kind of a sepia, soft sepia-toned piece with rub-outs, and I call it Faded Dreams. He has some grayed out over him and the corners of it, and the idea was this was their beginning that looks so wonderful, and as time went on, what happened in their lives, how it faded out, basically, just like a photograph does. Oh.
Interesting. It's not a landscape, and it's not still life.
Nope, it's not.
Yeah. So you mentioned El Paso, that some of these pieces were shown there, mm-hmm. and how did that show go?
It was a really good show. I was really pleased to see all the works. There were 45 paintings in that setting all at one time, and you know, a museum setting, so that part was really good, and the feedback, everything was good. There weren't any sales. Actually, there's just one sale, but that's because it was in a museum and they don't put prices on paintings, or partly because of that. But everything else was just wonderful, so I just had to accept the fact that it's like not a profit venue necessarily.
When people go to a museum, I think they often don't think you buy. Don't think buy, you no, think I'm going to go look.
Look, yeah. yeah. You're going to see what is there. So, yeah.
I bet the lighting was great though.
The lighting was good. Well, it was all interior, but it was just one really large room, white room with dividers, and the paintings were spaced so far apart. They were 3 or 4 feet apart. And, you know, they said nothing smaller than 18 by 24. And I thought, well, that's so large, but it just, all of a sudden, the paintings were smaller, and it was really well hung in sequence, you know, so it was cohesive. So some of those, they tend to be the Mexican-themed ones. Some of those have come back.
Yeah. And you do paint in Mexico mm-hmm. Part of the year, right?
Right, yeah. Actually, you usually get almost more done there because the light is so good, and then, you know, different inspiration because the light changes so well. So what I do is cut up about 12 yards of canvas and put them in a tube, roll it up in a tube, and carry it on, and then carry the paintings back that way, all rolled up. And then when I get here, I usually have 2 or 3 weeks of just stretching them. And they have to, of course, be square when I, you know, so that's a little iffy. Stretch them back on the canvas and in order frames and stuff. So, and this one, I don't know if I call that an interior still life. I'm not sure how we define that. That one won an award last year, so that's me.
Yeah, you're good.
I mean,
it,
for me,
right.
Well, I mean, just personally, it is a good question because
it's not still life, it's not really interior.
But it definitely, there's shadows and yeah. there's light.
Yeah,
and
it's called Afternoon Shadow Play. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the legs of a chair in Mexico, and the really late afternoon light, 5:30, was
slanted.
Coming slant, really, and really golden, coming in and making that design on the floor and changing very quickly. So it's a very close up image of that.
So what do you do when you notice the light and you know it's fleeting?
I grab the camera real fast. Really, yeah, I do, and usually take a sequence of pictures. Because, okay. The moment I see it might not be better, and sometimes I don't make it in time either. But
so is that painting, this oil painting, is that a replica of one of the photos, or is it kind of like an expression of multiple photos? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. A lot of times it is an expression of multiple photos, like some of the other ones, the bougainvillea, I'll use too, because the top might be better in one, the bougainvillea in the other. Uh-huh. But this is more I believe, if I remember correct, one photo.
Okay.
And it's actually two or three years ago, because it was another gallery before this. So.
All right. And the award that it got, tell us.
It was just called the Award of Excellence. And it's from the same organization as this one's going to for the Signature Member Show. But this was a full international submission, so anybody can enter, kind of.
I guess with this show, what are you hoping? What would make you feel good?
A lot of people come to see it. It would be a good response. Yeah. And some feedback, some true feedback, what people think of them, I suppose, would be really nice to have.